This is Weekend Outlook, your chance to find out what's happening this weekend here in the Ozarks. Today, I'm talking with Marilyn Smith. She's with the Fairgrove Historical and Preservation Society, and they're holding their ice cream social tomorrow night. This weekend is the 38th Annual Fairgrove Ice Cream Social. How did the event get started?
The Fairgrove Cemetery needed money to pay for a survey so that they could work on the cemetery and keep it up. It had been neglected for years, and so the first ice cream social was started so that they could earn money to pay for that survey.
How did the event sort of evolve over the years? Has it pretty much remained the same? Has it been added to?
It has greatly been added to. The first one was just simple music, a Victrola, and an old car or two, but it was in the front yard of Dan and Betty Manning's there at the Old Bell Hotel at the top of the Fairgrove Hill. And the event outgrew their front yard, and so it was moved to the mill. And now we have two groups that entertain. We have a huge fireworks display at the Fairgrove District Park when it gets dark. We have bounce houses for the children. We have food, supper items, pulled pork sandwiches and hot dogs and things like that so that they can come and eat their evening meal and then have the ice cream and desserts. And then we have a whole area for antique cars, trucks, and tractors. And so it has gone from, oh, I would say 200 people to probably 1,500 or more people.
And you can take tours of the mill. Tell me a little bit about Wamick Mill.
The Fairgrove Wamick Mill was started as the Beagle Hind Mill in 1883. It was used as a flour mill for many years, and then changed to animal feed. The reason that it has been changed, the name has been changed to the Wamick Mill, is that Clifford and Ethel Wamick ran it for many years, and they closed their doors in 1969. And it, from that time until the Historical Society bought it in 1984, it deteriorated a great deal. And since the Historical Society took it over, then it has been refurbished and is open for free tours. The grinding stones that were there in the original building, they are now used to grind corn, and that is demonstrated throughout the evening during our ice cream social and our annual Fairgrove Heritage Reunion, and that's in September.
Okay, and you're talking about the Fairgrove Historical and Preservation Society, which is hosting the ice cream social. Is this sort of a fundraiser at all for your group?
Yes, we have quite a bit of expenses to keep up the grounds and anything that has to be done to the mill. In fact, this past year, we've had to have our sprinkler system worked on inside the mill, our boiler, and our steam engine that runs the grinding stones. That has had to be worked on. So we have had a great deal of expenses this year, and the money that we raise at this event and the reunion will go toward paying those expenses.
It's at the mill, on the mill grounds. Where can people park?
At the north side, you can come in a driveway that comes off of Highway 125 and park on the north side of the mill, or you can park at the south side of the mill, which is a large area, and you go between the Fairgrove American Legion and the Somewhere in Time building. It's an alley that goes to the east, and just follow that alley and go down through the field and park by the old cabin.
Now, is there an admission charge?
No, there is no charge to come. There is no parking charge. And, of course, we do charge for the ice cream, but it's a very minimal charge. It's $1.50 for a bowl of ice cream and $1.50 for a dessert. The drinks, the homemade lemonade and tea, are 50 cents a glass.
And again, all that money that you're going to raise from concessions is going to go to the Historical and Preservation Society. Will you be taking donations there as well?
Oh, yes. We have a donation box in the mill, and you can donate there, or you could donate when you pay for your ice cream and desserts.
All right. How can someone find out more about the ice cream social?
They may call me at 833-3467, and I'd be happy to tell them whatever they want to know. There are antique cars, trucks, and tractors on display at the front of the mill, And I had a fellow call this morning from Stratford that is going to bring an old tractor, and he wanted to know the details on that. And so if you have an old car, truck, or tractor, or whatever you would like to put on display, it would be best to show up probably between 4:30 and 5 and just take a spot there in front of the mill. And you get anybody that brings those items, they get a free bowl of ice cream. And so you might think about that.
Events start at 5:30 tomorrow night. Again, the 38th Annual Fairgrove Historical and Preservation Society's Ice Cream Social in Fairgrove at the grounds of the historic 1883 Walmart Mill. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Yes, thank you.
The Movies at Founders Park series continues this weekend. E.T. will be shown tonight and Gravity tomorrow night at dusk at Founders Park in downtown Springfield. Free tickets are available in advance at Chesterfield, Dan Kinney and Dolene Family Centers, Mediacom Ice Park and Mediacom Offices, and the Bush Municipal Building. Take lawn chairs or blankets. Yoga on the Square continues today at 12:10 at Park Central Square. Mats will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. The West Plains High School Band will present a concert in the park tonight at 7 at People's Park. Admission is free. Kids in grades 2 through 5 will explore hands-on, fizzy, weird, wet, explosive science experiments at 10 this morning at the Brentwood Branch Library. Kids in grades K through 5 are invited to Valley Water Mill Park at 10 this morning for the program Fizz Boom Read About Water Conservation. Learn about water conservation, stream ecology, and more. Take hiking shoes if you want to explore the area with your family after the program and dress to get wet. The program Mythbusters Library Teen Edition for kids in grades 6 through 12 starts at 3 today at the Brentwood Branch Library. You need to register. Explore the world of spiders during the program Science Explore Spiderology at 4 this afternoon for grades K through 5 at the Library Center. Registration is required. Learn about community gardens in Springfield and how you can get involved during a program at 7 tonight at the Park Central Branch Library. The Little Acorns program and antics for kids 3 to 6 years old starts at 11 and 1:30 today and at 11 tomorrow at the Springfield Conservation Nature Center. You need to register. Grant Beach, Westport, and Silver Springs pools are open from 5:30 to 8 for a splash and sizzle event tonight and tomorrow night. Metter will be open tomorrow night from 5:30 to 8 and Fast Night tomorrow night from 5:30 to 10. Admission is $1 or a canned food item for Ozarks Food Harvest. Swim for free on Fridays from 10:30 to noon at Grant Beach, Silver Springs, and Westport Pools. The Girls Just Want to Run 5K and 10K will be held tomorrow morning at 7:30 at Cox North Fountain Plaza. A block party after the run will feature refreshments, entertainment, an award ceremony, and prizes. Learn how frogs, toads, and salamanders differ from lizards, turtles, and snakes during the program Show Me Herps tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the Springfield Conservation Nature Center. Registration is needed. See live specimens of Missouri's amphibians and reptiles on display, including venomous snakes, tomorrow from 3 to 4 at the Nature Center. Stop by any time. The Changing America exhibit is at the Library Center through August 22nd. Adults will learn how to create a winning resume tomorrow morning at 9 at the Republic Branch Library. Adults are invited to see the movie The Loving Story tomorrow afternoon at 1 at the Moxie Cinema, 305 South Campbell. Admission is free. See the movie Kiss Me, Kate tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the Library Center. The Moxie Cinema and the Springfield Greene County Library will team up for Sci-Fi with the Skinny tomorrow night at 9 at the Moxie. The Skinny Improv will be there to mock, heckle, and lampoon a classic science fiction movie. Adults only. Admission is free. C Street Market is open tomorrow from 8 to 1. So is Farmers Market of the Ozarks and the Greater Ozarks Farmers Market. To learn more about those events and to find out what else is happening in the Ozarks, go to our website, ksmu.org. Click on Weekend Outlook and on Community Calendar. And to find out what's happening in the world of the arts, stay tuned for Randy Stewart's Arts News. That's at 10 this morning. I'm Michelle Skaliski. Thanks for joining me. Have a great weekend.